Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are so grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. We know that the Lord is in this place. He's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in Him we live, move, and have our being. There is no one like our God. And we're grateful that the Lord has allowed us to wake up this morning in our right minds. We have the use of our limbs. We're able to go and do what we need to do. Today is Monday. It is the 27th day of April 2020. And you're listening to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, a circle of friends. And we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. So we're glad that you're here today. We know that God is good and his mercies endure forever and ever. I hope that everybody had a wonderful weekend, and we're going to go through this week with God on our side, and he's going to take us to places that we may not even think that we're going. He has things in store for us that we don't even know about. So we look to him and thank him for all he's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. There's nothing better than knowing our God. So let us pray this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Lord, we thank you this morning for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you are our hiding place. You're our truth. You're our joy. You're our all in all, Lord. It's in you we live, move, and have our being. We thank you, Father, for just watching over us even last night while we were in the very image of death, and you allowed us to get up this morning. We're grateful, Lord, that you're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command. You rule, and you super rule. So we thank you for just being here with us today, Lord. We thank you for Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, who gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. We're grateful for that this morning. We thank you, Father, today, because without you, we are nothing. Oh, my Jesus. We thank you, Lord, today that we will be like a ship without a sail, tossed to and fro out on the sea. But this morning, we know that you're with us today, and Jesus sent the gift of the Holy Ghost, and we embrace the Holy Ghost, and we say, Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. Oh, yes, Lord, we know that it's the anointing that destroys the yokes and bondages, and we're grateful, Lord, today for that Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us, oh God, and leading us even into this prayer this morning. And we're grateful that it's the anointing that we have, oh God, that we received as a free gift. So we thank you for that free gift of the Holy Ghost. And we are grateful, Lord, today that we're able to pray. We're able to intercede. We're able to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. How awesome is your name in all the earth today, Lord. And we are forgiven, Lord. We thank you for your forgiving power. Thank you, Lord, that we have come, Lord, and we know we must work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling each and every day, Lord. We know we must fight against the enemy. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. And I decree that our spirit man will continue to rise up against the enemy within us, oh God, that flesh that would try to overcome us, Lord. So we are grateful, Lord, today that we do have that Holy Spirit today and that you have forgiven us, oh God. My Jesus, we're thanking you for new people coming into the kingdom, our family friend and friends, oh God, receiving Jesus as Savior. Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that many are called and few are chosen, and we are grateful that you have chosen us to be here today for such a time as this. And our family members, you have called on them, Lord. Some have heard the call, some have not. So we're believing for many more to come into the kingdom. We're believing, Lord, that the darkness will be removed from their eyes, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ, that they will no longer stumble around in darkness, Lord. It doesn't matter what they're doing right now. We're believing in the future that they're looking so much better because they serve you, God, because they're living for you, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We're grateful, Lord, today for the stony hearts becoming hearts of flesh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you for that this morning. My Lord, we thank you for just our blessing across the world, oh God. Many are being taught about Jesus and his love. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person who is even speaking right now on your behalf, Lord, and telling people about you, Lord, telling people to come and be a part of your kingdom, oh God. We're grateful for that this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for just joining people right now in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. We know, Father, today that the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few, but we know that you, the Lord of the harvest, is bringing more harvesters. You're helping us, Lord, to be able to go out and win the lost for Christ, to be able to say a word instant in season and out of season, oh God. We know that now is the time for people to make a decision for you, Lord. No matter what is going on around the world, oh God, in our neighborhoods, Lord, people need you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of salvation, oh God, and we bind up the spirit of the Antichrist right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come against and bind up those things that the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards may be doing to try to keep people trapped in their sin. Oh, yes, Lord, we come against the hunter of souls that would make them fly, God, that people will come to you, Lord, before it's forever lasting too late, oh God, because it's your will that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we do thank you, Lord, for the repentant hearts today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those who have recently received Jesus as Savior, we pray that they will be strong in you, Lord, in the power of your might, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that today, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you for those who are out there struggling with drugs and alcohol and all kinds of any kind of drug, oh God, whether it be legal or illegal, oh God, those who are strung out on drugs that come from the doctors, those who are strung out on drugs that are sold on the streets, we pray, Lord, that they will be delivered today, God, that they will come to you, Lord. I pray for Roderick and Tony, Lord, and I also pray for Byron, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your bet, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will make that decision today, Lord, that they will say that they will serve the Lord forever and ever, Lord, and others who have drug addictions, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today for just drawing them, Lord, and even those who are selling drugs, Lord, we pray for them, Lord, that they will no longer want to do that, that they will make a decision for Jesus Christ, that they would come, Lord, and yield to you, God, and those who are even manufacturing and growing drugs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, everybody in line, oh God, how whatever they're doing to cause people to be able to get these drugs, Lord, we pray, Lord, for them today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for just the healing of the minds today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the prostitute who's out on the street, those who are hungry who are out on the street, those who are living in these homes, God, multi-million-dollar homes who need Jesus. Lord, there are people from all walks of life who need you today, Lord. And, Lord, those who are struggling just with depression today, God, we pray for them, Lord, that they will come and receive Jesus, and they will have some joy, God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord, I come against every stronghold, oh, God, the wickedness in high places, oh, God, that would keep people trapped, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God. My God, my God, I thank you, Lord, today for that deliverance, oh, God, that is coming, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we know that somebody prayed for us, oh, God, and we're grateful that we're able now to pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We pray for the churches around the world, oh God, that they will heed your call, Lord, and the leaders of the churches will see what needs to be done, oh God, as we make change, oh God, to do things your way, oh God, and to honor you, oh God, in all that we do, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. There are those who may be struggling right now on what to do, Father, when it comes time for us to get back in our churches, oh God. We don't want to be doing business as usual, oh God, but we want to do it your way, oh God, to be obedient to you, God, and your commandments, Lord. You said, if you love me, keep my commandments, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, today for your commandments, Lord, that we will love one another, oh God, that we will honor you, God, that we will rest in you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because we are trusting you to help us to rise up, oh God, to do your bidding, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. And, Lord, I come against every lying demon, oh God, that will tell people's lies, tell people lies, oh God, so that they will not receive you as their Savior, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the Leviathan spirit, oh God, that would be a hindrance, oh God, that spirit spirit of death, oh God, that would cause people to just have that deaf spirit, not being able to hear your voice, God, in the name of Jesus, is deaf to your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, today that those people who are out there, Lord, who are just running around, oh God, don't know what to do, God, that they will come, Lord, and get some peace in their lives today, oh God. We know Jesus is the Prince of Peace, Father, and because of his peace, oh God, we're able to rise up in you, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, those who have turmoil in their lives, Lord, that you bring about change, Lord, in the families, Lord, there's a lot of just hatred, oh God, between family members, oh God. So we lose the spirit of love today, oh God. We need love out there, Father, so that people will feel like that they want to live, God. There are those who are so depressed, oh God, they don't want to live. They want to even try to take their lives, Lord. So we bind up the spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, today that people shall live. We decree and declare that they shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Father. We bless your name, God. We glorify you today, God, because you are a true and a living God, and you're working miracles right now. So great, oh God, and we're thanking you for that. Oh, my Jesus, my God, we just pray that you heal all over the land, oh God. There's so many people who need healing. People in the hospitals, oh God, with high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, multiple sclerosis, scoliosis, oh God. Some people have high fevers, oh God. Some have high blood pressure. Some with low blood pressure. All kinds of cancer, oh God. Cancer of the brain, cancer of the lymph node, cancer of the breast, Lord, and prostate cancer, Lord. Blood cancer, oh God. And we know, God, today that you can heal every part of their body, God. And so we decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who have arthritic conditions, oh God, somebody's kidneys may not be working as they should, Lord, and we're believing, God, that you heal, Lord, heal and deliver right now through the stripes of Jesus, Lord. All we have to do is believe, God, as I'm praying, God, that others are believing with me, oh God, as I'm speaking your word, Father. We know, Father, today that your word shall not go out and return to you void, Lord, but it shall accomplish that which you please, oh God. So we're thanking you, God, for the healing today, oh God, because healing is the children's bread, Father. And we know, God, today that you want us healed, oh God. You want us to be satisfied with your word, Lord. So we pray, God, today that people sometimes will need to get some herbs, oh God, because we decree your word that the leaves on the trees are for the healing of the nations, oh God. You have put the herb-bearing trees out there, Lord. So, Lord, give us wisdom on what to do, oh God, and how to take care of these bodies, oh God, because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of the Lord dwells within us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that we are taking care of ourselves, oh God. Somebody may be dealing with headaches, oh God, migraine headaches, oh God, and we know, God, today that you can remove, oh God, whatever's causing those headaches, oh God. Somebody's under a lot of pressure, Lord, and don't know what to do, God, and that's causing them headaches. Some are suffering with these allergies, oh God. So we pray, God, today that you heal the allergies, oh God, that people are dealing with right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name for your healing. We know that we are trusting you, God. We know, Father, today there are miracles that need to come, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God. My Lord, we just thank you that somebody may have a tumor, Lord, and you remove that tumor, Lord. Those gallstones, oh God, that somebody has in their bodies, you can let them pass, God, without even having to go to the doctor. And those who have to go to the doctor, we thank you, Lord, today that you take care of them, oh God, while they're in the operating room, if there's such a thing that they have to do, Lord, that you take care of these doctors' minds, oh God, that they will be alert, God, even with COVID-19, God, and there are those who have HIV, God, and AIDS, and different kinds of ailments in their bodies, Lord. So we're believing, God, hallelujah, Jesus, for healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Those who have already had operations, we thank you, Lord, for Yolanda, oh God, that you're healing her body, and Jamila, Lord, as she continues to heal, Lord. It seems like she's already healed, but there are some things that are inside, Lord, that we don't know about, Lord, but you're the one that is taking care of her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, for Sister Jeannie, oh God, for just delivering her own and in every way, God, the back pain that she may have been experiencing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Sister Deborah, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing her today, oh God. And Sister Linda, God, we thank you, Lord, today for each and every person, oh God. Sister Yvonne, God, as she had her operation, that you continue to fix her body up, oh God, and make it work as it's supposed to, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Cheryl, oh God, she has issues with her knees sometimes, oh God, and I know, God, today that you can heal those knees completely, Father, in the name of Jesus, my God, Apostle Horsley, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for him and his wife, Lord, whatever ailments are in their bodies, oh God, that you're healing today, God. Mother Rosina, Lord, we thank you for her this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. Their names, oh God, I may not remember, God, but you know everyone, oh God, who needs a healing today. You know everyone who needs to be delivered, oh God, and we're thanking you for it this morning in the name of Jesus, my God. Those who have lost loved ones, oh God, we thank you for giving them comfort, oh God. Pastor Scholastica and her family, Lord, we thank you today for Sister Brenda Gore, Lord, and her family, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who may not remember their names, you know, Father, so we thank you, Lord, today that you sent the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, oh God, and people just are just trusting in you right now. And we trust you, Father, for the work that needs to be done in each and every life today, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. We are rejoicing right now. And again, I say we rejoice in the Lord always, oh God, that you've given us the victory, oh God. The victory is won this morning in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray for these little kids, oh God, the little babies that are being molested. My Jesus, I pray, God, today that the perpetrators shall come to justice, oh God, before it's forever lasting too late, that they will not harm any more children, oh God. Their children who are in the, maybe not in the schools, oh God, but they're in homes, oh God, that are being taken advantage of, oh God, by their family members, Lord. My Jesus. I pray, God, today for protection over these little children, oh God, and little children who cannot even walk yet. They're not even old enough to walk yet or being molested. My Jesus, I pray, Father, oh yes, Lord, we need your help in this hour for that heinous crime against our babies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Continue to expose, Lord, so these people can come to justice, oh God, and serve time for their crime, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, some of the children are being beaten unmercifully in the homes, God. Some are talked to like dogs, God. So we pray for these babies, oh God. Pray for their parents. Pray for their other family members, oh God, that they would treat them as you would desire them to do, oh God, to take care of these babies, oh God, and show them love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even teenagers are being molested, oh God, being raped, Lord. And I pray, God, today for their healing in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, my Jesus. And these, oh God, who have the murdering spirit, Lord, we bind up that murdering demon, that Cain spirit, in the name of Jesus, my God. And we loose the spirit of life right now in the name of Jesus. These gangs that are out there that are shooting people down in the street and innocent bystanders being shot, Lord, because of their foolishness, oh God, because of gang wars, Lord. We pray that these gangs will come to Jesus Christ, that the leaders will receive Jesus and they will lead their followers to Jesus Christ, oh God. It can happen, Lord. We thank you, Father, today. We're believing for their souls, oh God. Salvation today, God, all across the world, Lord. We praise you, God, today for those, oh God, who are planning some kind of a overtaking of something, oh God, or somebody, oh God, that their plans will be stopped, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you are so great and greatly to be praised, and you're doing your work even now, Father. It's in the name of Jesus we pray and we thank you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. And amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm just going to open the lines, and I want us to come together, and everybody just begin to praise the Lord. Right now, we don't want to petition the Lord, but we know that he's done some wonderful things, and we just want to lift our voices to the King right now and say thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. So I know God has done something for everybody, no matter what it is. If it's just waking you up this morning, just give God some praise today, right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We bless you this morning, God. We praise your name, oh Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're so wonderful, God. You're so good, God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And all the earth, oh God. You're precious, Lord. You're perfect, God. Hallelujah, my God. You are the ancient of days, Lord. You are the Lord. You never change. You remain the same, God. So thank you, Lord, for remaining in our lives today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, glory.
Lift up glory, our hands and lift up some songs.
My God, my God, my God.
Praise you, praise you, God.
Excellent one, the universal God. All God.
The blessings that you have in store upon us.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. My God, you are so wonderful, God. We look to you, Lord, who's the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, I praise you for my father.
We thank you, Lord,
today,
cover us for the shadow of the Almighty King, oh God.
Hallelujah.
It's you we put our trust this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We trust the beauty of our faith.
Praise you, Lord, for my salvation. Hallelujah. For my soul being saved, Lord. I pray you, Lord.
Thank you for drawing our family to yourself, God. Hallelujah.
My God,
thank you for your protection
every day.
Thank you for your direction, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
Yes, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Glory to your name, God. Oh, my God, thank you for your favor, God.
Glad to be here. Good morning, Yvonne Laughter.
Amen. Good to hear your voice, Yvonne. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Lois, and I ask for prayer for one of my friends, Cheryl Stanley. She's in the hospital. She's been in there for about 14 days now, and she's still on the respirator. Her vital signs is good, but in her chest or lungs, that's where she's having a lot of problems at. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right.
Good morning, this is Sister Alice Marie. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right. Good to hear your voice, Alice Marie. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Janice. And I'm asking that you keep my son Reggie in prayer. He turned 35 today.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday, Reggie. Amen.
Thank you.
Good to hear your voice.
Good morning, this is Mary.
Okay. Good to hear your voice, Sister Mary. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Sister Jeannie. Listening. God bless.
Good morning. This is Sister Lynn.
Amen.
Good morning. First of all, I had asked y'all to pray for Willis. He's doing a whole lot better. But I myself lost two family members. I lost one Saturday night, and as I walked to the door, I just got a phone call that I lost another one this morning. So I'm asking prayer for the Davis and Scott family.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we thank God for the testimony. Didn't get the name of who you said we had prayed for. Did anybody hear what she said?
Yes. When I asked you to pray for Mr. Willard Jeffrey, I found out yesterday he's doing a whole lot better. He's off in the respirator.
Okay, well, praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's give God some praise for that. Hallelujah, glory to your name. We bless your name, God.
You're
wonderful, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God.
Thank you,
Lord. Knowing that you answer our prayer, Lord, pray, God. Hallelujah, we ask the reason, God.
Hallelujah.
My name is Mike. Praise your name, O Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. My God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Anybody else out there? Have not given your name.
Yes, I want to say good morning. And God is good. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning. This is Cedric.
Okay, Cedric. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie. God bless everyone listening.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie. All right. God bless you. Good to hear your voice. Praise God.
Good morning. It's Colestica. I'm listening.
Good morning.
All right. Sister Master, good to hear your voice. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Good for you and your strength at this time. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Deborah just listening.
All right, Deborah, good to hear your voice once again. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right.
I want to thank God, have a testimony. Thank God that went out Saturday. And I thank God for you have kept us and protect us. Went to the pawn shop and was looking for a little something for the wife there. And that's all of a sudden, this is adversary's angry. I guess this man and this woman, they just had this real bad arguing with someone else. And I thank God this is for the spirit of discernment. And it was arguing and cussing and everything, but he was trying to stirrup fee because we went to tee up the pawn shop and everything, you know, and I was just standing there having a little mask on and everything, and he was just going and going and going. And I noticed that he was trying to stirrup Tracy, the other lady there also. But I noticed that after a while, you know, you could see that he was working on it. Then I took my mask down because I was ready to start talking then, you know, to talk about the Lord and everything. But when I took the mask down, he said, I'm sorry. I want to respect the elders and everything. And I was saying, well, we're going to have to begin to pray and worship. And I said, well, an empty wagon makes a lot of noise. But after a while, he had left the store. And I thank God for that because sometimes, a lot of times, God just has more places. And when they see the very presence of God is there, and I was saying, and I know that he was working up here, and then it got to where they want to call the police and everything. But after a while, but that took it down. I said, we're going to have to start talking about Jesus. We're going to have to start praising the Lord and talk about the goodness of God and what he was doing. But he changed his mind, and the lady changed his mind, and they left the pawn shop. But I was surprised about how God just handled the situation because he wanted to tear the place up. He wanted to start throwing things down. But the minute that he set the mind to pray, hallelujah to God, because if he would say something, it was like pouring fuel in the fire, because I discerned that he was just trying to stir up fear in everybody, and he left it. And I had got some good deals out of it. So I'm thanking God, because he's omnipresent. He knows what to do. All we wanted to do was get that situation under control, that he would leave, because everybody was nervous, and they were standing around. And after I took it out, the people began to praise God and began to talk about the goodness of God and began to minister. So I thank God for his divine protection because I discerned it was going to be worse. Hallelujah, God. And I was standing right there. And the guy said, it didn't upset you. I said, no. I said, the empty wagon makes a lot of noise. Sometimes you just can't say anything or feed into anything, hallelujah, God, because people, their minds are just out there. It's all tricked up here, and they want to start something, hallelujah, God, so they can start things going on. And then, you know, telling them, I thank God for his presence coming in here. Once it came down and the presence started coming in, the spirit of the whole thing changed. The man left. Hallelujah, God, was able to conduct business, you know. And everybody started praising the Lord. That's how I found out there were so many people that knew the Lord, hallelujah, in there, hallelujah, God, and that you wasn't going to be by yourself. But I thank God because it was very bad situation. I give God the honor, the glory, and praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's give God some praise for the victory, for the Spirit of the Lord working in that. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, my God. We just
thank
you, God, for
your hallelujah. Thank you for that.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else with something you want to share this morning? Praise the Lord, or want to give your name if you haven't heard your name yet?
This is Sister Marie. I would like to ask for a prayer request for Tracy Youngblood. She had an uncle that passed, so let's pray for comfort for her family members. And Sage traveled to Wisconsin. She's to be the only driver in her vehicle, that she be able to make the trip safely. And for the other ones that, wherever they're traveling from, safe travel for them. Thank you.
It's, I want to put in a prayer request for a family.
Hello, this is Lois again. But I also would like to ask you all to pray for Cheryl's family, for her kids and her husband, because they aren't able to see Shira. And her father, he died. And I know it's hard when you have a loved one, especially a mama, and they sick, been sick, and you're not able to see them. So I just ask for strength, pray for strength for the family.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for hearing Apostle Horsley. I think you were about to say something else.
Yes, my nephew, I forgot the lady's name, that they grew up in New York, but they were close friends, and her husband passed with the COVID thing there on yesterday, so we're praying for the family. God knows who it is, and there's a lot of people that need prayer during this time. What I want to say was just a caution of people. Something caught my attention in the news, and I think that it needs prayer, because it's about this a virus and how they say droplets in the ear. And I think it was Mario Plummer, whichever Plummer was the governor in New York. He was giving a survey on things, how many people did this and that, the other, and he was giving a talk about it. But what caught my attention was he said that the droplets stay in the ear 3 to 5 minutes or so many minutes or so, that they was able to time it out. And what caught my attention was that if something's invisible, how are you going to track it for how long it takes, unless somebody knows how long it takes for this thing to leave out of the ear and descend and disappear out of the end? Because if it's invisible and you can't see it, then it came to my mind, we need to keep the masses on and keep on praying, because I believe that it's a little bit more to this than they're letting us on to believe. I want everybody to be safe. Hallelujah to God. I'm not going to worship this thing or praise it, but it's something called your ear, because the Spirit says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto you. And I don't watch too much, but every now and then something just catches my attention, and I stuck out. I said, well, if you can't see it and if it's invisible, how do you know how long it stays in the ear, how long it takes it to send down, and when it would be released? And you have to keep the prayers up, because they're trying to just instill it in our mind that a second pandemic is coming. Hallelujah to God. So maybe it might be something to control. I don't know at all, but I said that we have to pray and pray that God would have mercy on the situation, because there are many wicked people in the world, hallelujah to God, and they will do things and they will try things, hallelujah to God, and they get it to work. They have manufactured before a lot of different types of disease, like Lyme disease, in laboratories and stuff. So we don't know, but I want to just caution you, this is a serious time to pray, because a lot of people are leaving here, and we can't begin to see our loved ones, hallelujah to God. And you go to nursing homes, and they're doing things, and they close it, and now they're going to open up the place. So I believe it's caution. I could be wrong and proven wrong, but that's a word of caution. I said they could have everybody out off the street, because now they open back up everything. And they know enough that they know how long it stays on surfaces. And if you can't see it, how can you measure it? And then say, well, just something short that he had said that caught my attention. Don't want to alarm nobody, because we trust in God. He sent a word. He said a word to the wise is sufficient. So I just want everyone to be careful and stay prayerful at this time. Thank you for the time, Pastor Darling. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for sharing that. And we do need to be aware of what's happening around the world. And I'm telling you, prayer is much needed at this time. In your private time, stay in prayer. Listen to the voice of God, because it's important that we know the direction to go in during these trying times. And so we're going to go ahead. We're going to try one more time. I mean, just ask one more time. Is there anybody else out there who has not given your name? And you might want to let us know who you are or have something you want to share this morning. Amen? Okay. All right. So we're going to do some praying this morning. We got this prayer list. We also want, we have an opportunity to hear our Beverly Fernanda, who is from the Bahamas. We're going to ask her to pray. Apostle Horsley, and then Sister Marie, if you will pray in that order, we would appreciate that this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hear the right of the Lord, O God, attend unto our cry this morning. Give air unto our prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that goeth not out to foreign lips, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, who shall
abide in thy tabernacle,
who shall
dwell
in thy holy hill, in the the name of Jesus, for we walk it uprightly and work in righteousness and speak the truth in our hearts. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask of you to hear us this morning, because you are our God, you are our way maker, you are our healer and our deliverer this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. How long wilt thou forget us, O Lord? How long, Father God, in the name of Jesus, wilt thou hide thy face from us? Hallelujah, Jesus. How long wilt thou take counsel in thy soul, having sorrow in thy heart daily, Father God, in the name of Jesus? How long shall thy enemies, Father God, exalted over us, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus? For you say, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Help us, O Lord, thy God, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful faileth amongst the children of men. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name, God. Praise, and we say thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done, everything that you are about to do this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come once more before you, asking you this morning to have mercy upon us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, hear our cry this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We serve a true and living God this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I love you this morning, because I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise will continually be in my mouth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. God, I love you this morning. I love you this morning, because when I am down, God, you are there this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. I bless and cover each and every one in this group, online, offline, this morning, in and under the matchless and the mighty, powerful blood of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to thy name this morning. Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we come before that throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for everything, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the laying down, early rising this morning, oh, Lord God. Lord God, this morning we thank you, Lord God, and we come praising you, Lord God, because we have an extended list, oh, Lord God. So many people are going through at this time, oh, Lord God. God, we want to pray for our pastor, Scholastica, Lord God, in the time of bereavement, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and everyone else that is on the line that has put in the prayer request, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We pray for supernatural strength, oh, Lord God, and understanding and the spirit of peace, oh, Lord God. At this time, oh, Lord God, it's hard to understand, oh, Lord God, hard to accept, oh, Lord God, along with everything else, oh, Lord God, what we're going through at this time. But it's in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are our fortress and our strength. My God, and you do we trust, oh, Lord God. Lord God, help us to abide under that wing, oh, Lord God. Help us to take us to that secret place in you, oh, Lord God, where there's nothing but comfort there, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Those that are having birthdays, oh, Lord God, we pray for them, oh, Lord God, and all those that have needs, oh, Lord God, stress and need, family, friends, loved ones right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, strengthen us, oh, Lord God, give us wisdom at this time, oh, Lord God, to be wise in everything that we do, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, realizing, oh, Lord God, it looks like this pandemic is against the Christians and against the churches, oh, Lord God, trying to shut them down, oh, Lord God, trying to do the best that they can, oh, Lord God, to have service, oh, Lord God, with the distance and stuff, oh, Lord God, we need a move from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, that you would move in a supernatural way, oh, Lord God, bring a resolution, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, for what we're going through at this time, oh, Lord God. We thank you, oh, Lord God, for having a job to go to, oh, Lord God. We pray for first responders, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, and those that have to work out in the atmosphere, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Bless our children, O Lord God. Protect them, O Lord God. We set ourselves in agreement with the prayer, Lord God, that was made at the top of the broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for strength, O Lord God. Lord God, I pray for myself as well, O Lord God, that you would touch the body and strengthen it, O Lord God, that you would just touch the mind, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Touch those, O Lord God, that have mental illness, O Lord God, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, sugar diabetes, O Lord God, kidney failure, Lord God, those that are even silly at dialysis, O Lord God, those that need a touch from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. I pray, O Lord God, that you would silence the voice of the enemy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that things doesn't get stirred up, O Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for the deliverance, O Lord God, because you gave great discernment today on the weekend, O Lord God, when the situation came up, O Lord God, to be still because the Lord is on our side, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, against drive-by shooting, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the gang violence, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord, that you would just touch. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we pray for the government, O Lord God, and those that are there, O Lord God, those that are in authority, O Lord God, that they would make that situation right, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray that no one begins to inject things into the system, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, in the way of disinfectants, O Lord God, or harmful things that are harmful for the body, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, and when it comes to the political things, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, it's just chaos, O Lord God. Give us a mind, O Lord God, right now, discernment right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We give that name the honor, the glory, the praise we deserve, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Need traveling mercy, O Lord God. People that have to travel, O Lord God, that's able to travel, O Lord God, to see loved ones, O Lord God, or to attend the business in other states, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you would give safe passages, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, it would be best, O Lord God, if it was time that that situation would be just gone, O Lord God, and this virus would be beginning to be moved out of the atmosphere, Lord God. But we realize, and O Lord God, that you're doing a lot of things right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for loved ones to be saved, O Lord God, and that heart, that the love will go from heart to heart and breath to breath, O Lord God, as we came to this hour of power. Pray, Lord God, to unite our hearts in prayer, Lord. So, Lord God, be with us, O Lord God, throughout this week, O Lord God, wherever we go, O Lord God, when we have to open the door and go out, O Lord God. Protect our children, our grandchildren, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just came to worship you and to praise you, Lord God, and thank you for your keeping power, Lord God, through this time, O Lord God. We count ourselves more than blessed, O Lord God. You have did exceedingly abundantly above all whichever we ask to think, O Lord God. We ask that you continuously bless, O Lord God, everyone here, not only here, Lord God, but on this whole globe, O Lord God, on other continents, O Lord God, that you will continuously bless in the name of Jesus. We give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise in which you deserve, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again.
Amen. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, just praising you for being God, the great I am, Almighty God, ahead of our life, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, you heard each and every prayer request that was requested, Lord, that was called out, Lord. Those that called them out that we did not hear, Heavenly Father. Father, we come to you asking you, Lord, to just answer each and every prayer request, Lord, one by one, Lord. Let your will be done, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So, we just thanking you right now for answering them prayer requests, Lord, because you said, walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. You said, our word will never come back unvoided, Lord. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering the prayer requests, Lord. And we just ask that you continue to pour in more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you to continue guiding us, Lord. Oh, yes, and lifting us up, Lord, and keeping us strong, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just praise you for bringing us mighty, mighty, mighty long way to where we are, Lord. We just praise you for the blessings and the miracles that you have stored in our life, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Father. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we just thank and praise you for providing for us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 for making ways for us, Lord. Opening doors, Heavenly Father. Putting people in our path, Heavenly Father. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We thank you just for being God, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. And, Lord, right now we're asking you for those that may have a prayer request on their heart that never did mention them, Lord. We're asking you, Lord, to answer those prayer requests, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just praise you for Pastor Darlene, prayer, praise, and deliverance, opening this line up, Lord, being faithful to this line, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We ask that you just bless her, Lord, and continue instilling in her your work that you want her to do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, and we just thank you, Father, for people that you done put in our path, Lord, to help us with our walk in Christ, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, for there's no one like you, Lord. Lord, and we praise you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're asking that you magnify more your voice. We want to hear more and more of you, Lord, more and more of you. In Jesus' name, Father, oh, yes. And I connect every prayer that was prayed on this line, that was prayed silently, the prayers that are going up over the whole country, Father, with Father who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us and the people we pray for, give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, power, and our glory, Father. You are our beginning and our ending, Lord. And we love you with all our heart. And we pray, not in our name, but in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Thank God for all these prayers this morning. Thank God for unity of the Spirit, because where there is unity, there is strength. And where two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, he's in the midst. And so we thank you for praying for these requests. Thank you for just praying for people across the world. We appreciate each and every one who prayed and those who are in agreement. And as we're leaving today, we're at the top of the hour. I thank God for, actually, my grandson had a birthday on Friday, and one of my nieces had a birthday, on Saturday, and a niece had a birthday on Friday. So we thank God for everybody who's seeing another birthday, and we do pray for those who are losing their loved ones. And I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. I decree the devil is under our feet. And I decree that every financial mountain is removed from our lives, and we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. And we are victorious through Jesus Christ. I decree the floodgates of heaven are opened over our lives, and we receive deliverance and enlargement in our lives each and every day. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love each and every one of you. I pray that you would come back tomorrow, that you have a beautiful day, and that you just continue to keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ, because that's where our hope is. Our hope is in Jesus. So be faithful to the cause of Christ. Know that God is blessing every one of us. He's healing our bodies, saving our souls, and making us every with whole. Those who are not saved, we're believing for salvation. So we thank God for all of you. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.